What beverage deserves to be canceled? 651-641-1071. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on MyTalk 1071. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
Why are we asking people to cancel beverages?
Because cancel culture is out of control in America. And now they're taking our pop. No, actually, I'm being a little facetious. However,
they are taking our pop.
Coke is canceling 200 drink brands. Not one, not five, not 55. 200! When I saw the story, I thought, okay, fine, but can I finally get some Frexa? Fresca, that is, because it's still hard to come by.
Yeah.
However, the beverage giant has announced that, you know, we already knew they were getting rid of Tab, and apparently they had told us they were getting rid of Zico, which I just love.
Is.
I think that's coconut water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Odawala, which is them smoothie drinks, right?
Anyway, yeah,
they're getting rid of them, but they announced that they were getting rid of 200 more, and they're reducing their portfolio apparently to focus on more profitable offerings, things like Coke, Coca-Cola, Coca-Cola Zero Sugar, and
again,
others.
Could they focus their energy and efforts on Fresca?
Right, exactly. However, I thought, well, okay, fine. You know, normally it'd be like, who do you need to save? We're not saving. We're getting rid of. What dumb beverage do we need to kick to the curb? 651-641-1071. Is it Topo Chico Hard Seltzer? Good news, because it's going away. I feel bad for
what
those people.
I feel like that's not going away, because that's really popular.
It is. Topo Chico what?
Oh, wait, no, I lied.
What is that?
I lied, Holly. You are absolutely right. The Topo Chico, which surprised me because the Topo Chico, the hipsters love the Topo Chico. It's bubble water.
It comes
in a cute, it's what?
It's just bottled water.
Yeah, it's bubbly bottled water, though. It comes in a cute little bottle.
Yeah.
And people love to make craft cocktails with the Topo Chico.
We have a caller on the line.
Wonderful. Who do we have on the line?
We have Lindsay.
Hello, Lindsay. Lindsay, what beverage needs to go? Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
What beverage needs to go? Which one are you canceling?
I cancel all of green tea. It's supposed to fix everything, but it tastes, it's not worth it.
Oh, my God. When did green tea hurt you?
It's just so awful.
What, don't you like the flavor?
Yeah.
I'm not a huge fan. It kind of tastes like grass to me.
That's grass is what I was going to say.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
Too earthy.
Okay, right, Lindsay's so canceling the green tea. Thank you, Lindsay, for your call. I'm not opposed to that.
Although, opposed to getting rid of it or opposed to green tea?
No, I'm not opposed to getting rid of it. I feel like it can be easily replaced. And you're right. It's a little too...
grass forward.
Grassy, yeah. 651-641-1071. What beverage can go?
You have one?
You know, I'm going to be real honest. I'm going to say something kind of unpopular, but I'm going to throw it on the table. Truly, we don't need so many Coca-Cola products. Like, we don't need the Zero. We don't need the caffeine-free. We don't need the... So, like, I just want classic Coke and Diet Coke on the table. That's it. So all the other extraneous...
So everything but Coke.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Basically.
All right.
Yeah.
Alexia's on the line.
Hello,
hi.
Alexia. Oh, wait. I want to keep Cherry Coke, too. Alexia, what beverage can go?
White Claw. I don't like it. It just doesn't taste good. There's... I don't know. I don't even feel like there's alcohol in it. I just... There's no reason to have it.
It's unnecessary.
Yes.
Alexia says no more White Claw. Thank you for your call. 651-641-1071. What beverage would you like to see go, Bradley?
I would get rid of most fruit flavors in pop. Like, for example, chief among them, anything strawberry flavored the soda world. I think it needs to be flushed down a toilet.
What about grape? Are you flushing
that too. I'm done with it. It's fine when you're 12. No, orange-ish. There's nothing more vile in this world than fruit-flavored pop. Not that I have an opinion about
Take
it.
Take no prisoners.
Yeah.
Who do we have on the line, Holly?
Well, we have a very brave soul by the name of Dan.
Hello, Dan.
Uh-oh.
Dan is a brave soul. Dan, I'm scared of what it is you say can be canceled.
Coffee.
Okay. Bye,
Hang
Dan.
Hang up on Dan.
Bye, Dan. We'll never be speaking to Dan again. But thank you for showing up for a moment. That's nonsense.
Make you some ham sandwiches.
That ham smells good.
Ham.
ham water.
Anything
we can
but coffee. Excuse me?
Coffee is the only beverage we're keeping. I would cancel all other beverages. As long as we could keep water and coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine.
And I would just get rid of water because there is water in coffee.
True that. True that. I mean, that is my hydration schedule in a nutshell. It's coffee, water, and coffee and water. And that's basically where we're going with that. But thank you, Dan, I guess, for calling. And I hope you feel heard.
I hope you don't, actually. Wrong. I hope you're nobody heard wrong. You and never call us again.
651-641-1071. What beverage can you or would you like to see canceled altogether? Now that we're like widening the scope to like all wet things that you can drink. Well, no, I mean like all beverages. Like I was kind of feeling like limited by the Coke and the Coke products, like the pop kind of products. But now that we're like opening it all the way up, I'm going to say that I'm scared to say this. Most teas, I'm okay with bye-bye.
You don't like tea?
Well, not. There are some that I like. It needs to taste more than just like brown water in order for me to get excited about it, yeah. Right? So, like, I need to be able to, like, get a flavor in it. So it doesn't just taste like hot, tinged water.
Yeah.
I want something that,
I don't like tea. It doesn't sit well with my stomach unless it's herbal tea.
Yeah, like,
I enjoy a nice herbal tea.
I do, too. But, yeah, there are some teas, like, specifically, like, the cheap over-the-counter bags. Over-the-counter? Aren't they all over the
I was going to say, I don't know that I've ever needed a prescription for tea, but
the cheap
I don't know what you're drinking. That's probably not tea.
Who else do we have on the line,
Let's
Holly?
Go to Justin.
Hello, Justin. Hey. Justin, what beverage would you like to see canceled?
Cream soda.
Oh. Cream soda. Oh, you don't like cream soda? Too sweet?
Nah, yeah, it's way too sweet.
Okay.
Okay, so we're saying goodbye. We can arrange that. We'll say goodbye to the cream sodas for you. Thank you for calling.
You know who else can go?
Huh? Don't say it.
Apple juice.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, no, yeah, apple juice gives me a tummy ache.
What's the point?
Ooh, grapefruit juice, too. Let's kick that one to the curb.
What's the point of that?
I'm not into that.
Even prune juice is medicinal to a certain degree.
True.
You need that to get things moving.
Oh, God, my grandma used to keep that in her fridge, but before you could drink it, she would ask you how your bowels were.
Can we talk about that for a real quick second?
And I didn't understand as a kid what bowels were, and she'd say, do you have loose bowels? And I thought she was talking about my balls. I did, and I was like, I don't know, aren't they always loose?
Oh my gosh. I just remember, like, there was
questions your grandma asks you.
That happened to when I was young. Like, every time I visited my grandparents, we would have this like conversation, or they would check in with my poo schedule, and I was like, we don't talk like that at my house. Like, my parents were never concerned themselves with that.
Yeah.
But for some reason, my grandparents wanted to speak openly and honestly about when we moved our bowels, and I also was very confused by that. Like, have you moved your bowels? I didn't know what that meant. Do you pick
like
them up
where
and move
into
them?
The living
like,
room?
Do I need to... Are they going to Dubuque? I'm not sure.
Yeah. I need a U-Haul for my bowels.
I just remember telling my grandma at some point, like, I just respond when that needs to happen. I don't feel like I'm in control of that.
My grandmother did, though, also used to move her bowels with the door open.
Okay, I'm not comfortable with that.
Oh,
and she was a farm girl, so like everything, she had no shame.
This
is boobs.
Okay.
She had no shame in her game. And you'd be like, hey, grandma. And she'd be like, yeah, I'm in here. And you come around the corner and she's like squatting. Like, okay, so, or she would be putting on her, we were talking about this the other, remember how old people used to like dust themselves with talcum powder?
Oh, gosh.
And I can't tell you how many times I came around.
Estee Lauder youth do.
Well, my grandma was not that fancy, but I would come around the corner and, you know.
Honey, can you go over there and hand your grandma?
That is not something that a young child needs to see.
Did your grandparents also wear slacks?
Always.
Sensible slacks.
Slacks, yeah. For sure.
Those pants fit okay?
No, and at some point you just don't have, like,
you got to have enough room. You're going to grow.
She also kept her gallstones in her jewelry. her jewelry thing. What do you call that?
Jewelry chest?
Yeah, jewelry box or chest. Yeah. Because I used to go in there and dig through her stuff, And I remember being like, oh, what are these? And she was like, those are my gallstones.
I remember going through my mom's jewelry box and finding teeth, like my teeth.
Oh, yeah. That's
and delightful. I was like, what? So what would happen is the tooth fairy would, of course, return them to my mom. So
because your
hold
mom was doing
them.
A project with them.
I don't know what it was. I remember going in there to like borrow a pair of earrings or something and being like, those are teeth. Oh my gosh, those are my teeth.
Yeah.
That's disgusting. Now, of course, I have all my children's teeth. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we're going to check in with our friend Paul McGuire Grimes from Paul's Trip to the Movies to see what we should be watching this weekend on My Talk 107.1. And Paul McGuire Grimes from Paul's Trip to the Movies joins us every single Friday to tell us what we should be watching on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer, and our friend Paul McGuire Grimes. Hello, Paul.
Hello. It's great to be here on this Friday.
It's great good to have you. So, Paul, the first movie you have joined us to speak about is a movie that has not gotten much attention for any reason at all.
No, not at all. I don't know if anyone's even heard of this movie.
I don't know if anybody has.
Yeah, it's called Borat Subsequent Movie Film.
I don't know
now
what that
streaming
is.
On Amazon Prime. I mean, I'm just laughing thinking about this movie. I mean, that is just how funny and, like, shocking and galling it is. So Sacha Baron Cohen, you may remember, created this character named Borat, who we got a first movie of 14 years ago. And it was him as this character who would interview people on the street, essentially, and then get them to say, like, these really shocking things. Well, now he's back to kind of expose the truths of society, if you will. And the premise of the movie is that he has been condemned in Kazakhstan, but he can redeem himself if he goes back to USA to deliver a gift to Vice President Mike Pence, the gift being his daughter, Sandra Jessica Parker. And his daughter is supposed to be 15.
I hadn't heard anything about this film.
No.
You know.
I don't know how you would.
Until this week when it kind of went viral.
Mm-hmm.
For obvious.
But that was for obvious reasons. And that was Amazon's point, that they really didn't do a whole lot of press or promotion because they didn't want things leaking before it was released, until the embargo was lifted.
Mm.
And there's a reason why it's coming out, essentially, a week and a half before the election. Because what Sacha Baron Cohen is doing is, the movie, for lack of better words, takes a very anti-Trump stance. So you see him and this daughter character exposing the sexualization of women in this country, especially young women and older men. And then he heads into a CPAC convention, and he learns about the coronavirus, QAnon, Facebook. And he gets all these people to say some really, truly outlandish and disgusting things. And it's all caught on tape. Like, this isn't fake news or fake interviews with other actors. Like, these are real things that people are saying. And that's just kind of, like, what's galling about it, you know?
Right. Right. And, you know, and this, like, again, to your, you mentioned that this is sort of the sequel to the first time we met Borat. And we know the kind of antics that that Sacha Baron Cohen gets up to as the character of Borat. So is it really more of the same? Are we going to be as uncomfortable as we were the first time around?
Oh, you will be very uncomfortable. And even the climax of the movie, if you will, involves this daughter character. And you see it coming and you're like, oh, is this really happening? And then it does. And this is the part of the movie that's really making the news right now. And there's no going around it. And you're watching, you're like, this is disgusting. And this is awful. Not like of what's happening, I should say. You know, and I actually applaud Sacha Baron Cohen for, like, getting out there and doing it, because he's kind of a genius at making you uncomfortable and getting people to say this kind of stuff and getting people to just, I mean, it involves Rudy Giuliani. And you're thinking, how does this scene end up happening in real life?
So I have No, I was just going to say, so, you know, like, I, as a general rule, run the other direction from things that make me uncomfortable. Like, even when I was growing up watching sitcoms, if it was ever, like, a really uncomfortable plot, I'd be like, oh, I just know what's happening.
So,
I don't like
that,
like,
very
that.
Special episode of Different Strokes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. The Bicycle Man. So is there a reward for all of the uncomfortableness that you are going to, you know, sit through? I mean, is there a payoff, is what I'm saying, that makes you feel not just kind of gross at the end?
I think it depends on how you think of the views of this movie. Like, if you don't agree with Sacha Baron Cohen's point of view, if you will, you will be appalled by the movie, and you will be appalled by him. Mm. And if you feel that secondhand embarrassment, you won't like the movie. And it definitely is not for everyone. But I think the payoff, if you are a fan, is that he is so good at his job. That Sacha Baron Cohen is so good at doing this that there's kind of a payoff there, even if it makes you angry.
You know,
if that makes sense.
I want to, okay, because we're running out of time. So how many ticket stubs for that?
4 out of 5 for Borat subsequent movie film. It's now streaming on Amazon Prime. It's fascinating. And there's the father-daughter storyline in it. There's actually like a fake storyline too, like a fictionalized version. And that's actually kind of sweet too.
Interesting. Does he ever do interviews? I mean, I don't remember him doing interviews about Borat in the past.
I'm not sure.
Okay, because
I don't know, like, if he does.
I'm just so curious about his process. But you know what? I wish we had time to talk about more movies, Paul. But thank you for joining us again this Friday. And all the movies that Paul has been able to screen and has ratings for, you can find on all of his social media. Paul's Trip to the Movies.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks for having me.
We've got Crazy Stupid Idiots coming up next on My Talk 107.1. Dumb people doing dumb things. We'd love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi.
These are your crazy, stupid idiots.
Well, then, I guess one could say that's a crazy, stupid idiot. Yeah. Colleen and Bradley present CSI. It stands for crazy, stupid idiots.
It sure does. Why? Well, because the world is full of crazy, stupid idiots. Dumb people doing dumb things repeatedly, over and over again, oftentimes in the state of
Florida.
Florida. Like Florida.
Yay.
Because that's where we're beginning today. We're going to go to Vero Beach, and we're going to meet a 28-year-old Florida man named James Florant. And Mr. Florant ranted about 1:45, bizarrely a.m., at police.
Mm-hmm. What was he complaining about?
Well, you know, he decided to pick up the 9, the 1 and the 1, all three of them together, and complained about seeing something that he did not want to see and didn't really make much sense. And police were very confused. Mm. So hilarity ensued.
Was the thing that he did not want to see an alien's butt?
Close.
Oh, really?
Yes. How did you know that?
I don't know. I just assumed.
Alien's butt.
Are you serious? It's close?
It was aliens.
Oh, really?
Yes. The 28-year-old Florida man was arrested early yesterday for misusing 911 after placing a bizarre 1:45 a.m. call to the police emergency line.
Okay, but who are you supposed to call if you see aliens?
Well, if you see aliens, you should probably call your doctor, because aliens don't exist. And you've got a few screws loose. So if it's 1:45 and you see little green men, actually stop drinking and go to bed. However, Mr. Florant, the Vero Beach resident that he was, called 911, said he was seeing little aliens, little ones, flying low to the ground. He then added that he did not want to go to Independence Day on them, or go Independence Day on them, which was an apparent movie reference to
the movie Independence Day.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. In the film, of course, Invasion of Aliens is repelled, but not before Earthlings suffer widespread death and destruction. He, because he wasn't actually seeing aliens and was therefore wasting the time of the 9, the 1, and the 1, was arrested.
Did they check to see if there were aliens? Is that how they knew?
No. In fact, they knew because they know there are no such things.
That would be really frustrating if you were seeing aliens and nobody believed you.
You know what I would do is I would just turn your phone on. take some video.
Oh,
post it to the internet.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you see Little Green Men, actually, before you post it to the internet, I would show a friend, because very likely what you've recorded is not aliens, it's something else, and I would hate for you to be determined a fool by those around you.
Mm-hmm. The internet is pretty unforgiving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have I ever told you the story about the time we were on an overnight flight, and I was very, very troubled at the fact that nobody else was freaking out about the green flashing light that was following us, and like at the exact same distance the whole time. I mean, for literally an hour to an hour and a half, I kept checking out the window. It was still there. And I was like, why is nobody else noticing this and freaking out right now?
You mean the light on the wing?
It was the light on the wing.
Yeah. I was going to say also an episode of The Twilight Zone, Colleen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
With John Lithgow.
That's one of the weirdest episodes,
by the way. It still gives me nightmares.
Terror at 10,000 Feet, the original, starring William Shatner.
Not that you remembered that at all.
The Twilight Zone, the movie. That movie, man, that movie is weird and scary.
One might even say it's like The Twilight Zone.
Yeah. That's my thought on
it. No, that's a good...
Thank you. Yeah. So he was arrested and the aliens just got to keep roaming free. Were they in flying snowplows?
No, Miley
Cyrus.
Had he bought weed wax? Harley weed wax. Take another hit of your Harley weed wax, Miley.
From a guy in a van in front of a taco shop. For our next story, we're going to Los Angeles. And we are going to meet a guy. So here's what had happened. On a Tuesday afternoon, this guy tried to shoplift some stuff from the Home Depot in Glendora.
Mm.
And the cops were on to him. And so they showed up to arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was like, I'll show you. And he tore off and started a classic Southern California police chase. But in the middle of the police chase, so like that's dumb, right? Like you're just like, that's just don't do that. But there's a plot twist to this police chase.
Okay.
The guy gets like halfway in and he's like, oh, I'm out of gas.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a bummer.
So he stops at the BP to refill.
Oh, so he stopped during a car chase to get more gas.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
Actually, it went just fine because he paid and got back in his car. And kept driving. The police did not even catch up with him when he stopped for gas.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Isn't that stupid?
Yeah.
But later, and then he took off again, and then he drove for another hour until he pulled into a parking garage near downtown Los Angeles. And at that point, he ran off on foot. We don't know if the cops ever wound up catching him, but this police chase was being followed by the NBC station's helicopter, and they watched him get gas. And there's a video clip of the NBC. I mean, we can watch it if we want. The NBC station's helicopter footage, and the news anchors are like, "Well, he's stopping for gas." Like,
okay, so
they're like baffled by it.
Did they maybe want to give a heads up to the police?
Yeah, or like, I don't know, maybe the police. I mean, how close were how?
My God, he gets out of the car.
He went into the gas station to pay. He didn't pay at the pump. He filled up, went in and paid, got back in his car, and then took off.
That's hilarious.
Yes. Isn't that ridiculous?
That is absolutely cockamamie.
I know. And by the way, it was a Chevron station, not a BP. But, you know, what are you going to do?
6 of 1, half a dozen of the other.
True.
Okay, well, I'm glad you brought up car chases because I got another one for you, but this time we're going all the way to Tulsa, Oklahoma,
mm-hmm.
where the wind goes sweeping across the plain. And Tulsa police say this was dumb. So that's why we're talking about it. So there's a guy and a gal, and they were in a truck together. Now, they'd apparently met on a dating website. Oh, true love. It was their first date.
Oh, sweet.
Slight problem. Now imagine you're on a first date, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Guy picks you up.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the guy's name? Brandon Hembry.
Oh.
So Brandon Hembry comes and picks you up in his pickup truck. Mm-hmm. And he says, I would like to take you out to dinner, little lady. And you're like, okay, and let's go out to, I don't know, where you want to go?
I mean,
Chili's.
I feel like I'm going to the Olive Garden.
Yeah.
Ooh, fancy. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe they even have a pizza ranch.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's their first date, and he picks her up and takes her on this date, and then all of a sudden, the sirens start blaring. Why? Not because they're so ugly that they needed to be arrested. I'm kidding. That's horrible.
Oh, my gosh.
It's because, come to find out, Brandon is a wanted man.
Oh.
So the cherries.
Maybe she shouldn't have swiped right on that.
Yeah, the cherries light up. They pull him over and they're like, son, you are wanted for capital murder.
Whoa.
You killed a woman that you took out on a date.
No way. Are you serious?
But wait, there's more. Because then the officer goes to the trunk.
And the body's in the trunk? Stop. No. Are there little aliens?
There was a body in the trunk.
Stop it.
Yes. At about 6:15 p.m., officers said that they went to the back of the truck. No, I totally made that up.
You're the worst.
But he was wanted.
He
was faced with eluding police on a formal conviction, possession of marijuana, and failing to stop at a stop sign. He had apparently had a warrant for traffic and
drug
stuff.
Wait a minute, but did he kill another?
No, okay. There was nobody in the back seat, and he did not kill anyone. But can you imagine? That would have made a great show.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that'll learn you to use them dumb date apps.
That would be your worst date ever for
sure. Oh my God. Well, I mean, I think this was pretty bad. Well, you're on a first date. Can you imagine?
I meant that one.
Yeah.
But the dead one would be even
That'd be even worse, yeah.
Right? Like,
especially if you were the dead body.
Not telling that story.
Well, no,
because you're dead.
Yeah.
But were there
aliens?
And
then the best part of all was that she walked out of the Zion National Park.
Oh my goodness. Google it, everybody.
Yeah.
When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, the time has come for us to play the Friday version of our favorite game. It's called the Throwback Live. We're going to do that when we come back after this on My Talk 107.1.